سورة النصر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. When the help of Allah comes and victory kisses your feet. Most of the people think that this surah is Madaniyah. And it was revealed after the victory had come. Actually, in that case, it should have been Izja. It is Izaja. Izza refers to the future. It was a prophecy, actually. And this is Makki Surah, according to me. All the surahs we are reading from Suratul Mulk up till now, they're all Makki, no Madani Surah. According to my opinion, only the Mu'awwazat and are the two Madani Surahs that come at the end. Otherwise, all these surahs are Makki. So it was said there as a prophecy that, oh Muhammad, the time will come. You are facing hardships, no doubt. You are seeing no way. But a time will come. When that time comes and the help of Allah arrives and victory comes to you, it kisses your feet. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. You see people entering the deen of Allah in multitudes. Now what is deen of Allah? The system of life where Allah is supreme. This is deen of Allah. We have in Surah Yusuf, Deen al-Malik. مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ. Hazrat Yusuf could not detain with him his brother Benjamin. According to the law of the king, Yusuf alayhi salam was not the king. The king was the one who saw that dream. And because Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam gave an interpretation of that dream, so he rose to that position, a very high position. He was a very big officer, so to say, maybe finance minister, maybe food minister, maybe agriculture minister, sort of that thing, but not king. So he was under the rule of the king, Deen al-Malik. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to devise, you know, a special thing for him, so that he could detain or retain his brother with him. So when, you know, a king is accepted as monarch, as Sir all, you know, said, Alayhi sali mulku misr, wa hadihil anharu qaribi min tahti. Is not the kingdom of Egypt for me? I am the king. And all these irrigation channels are under my control. So this is the deen of kings, deenul malik. And deen of Allah, obedience to Allah. Whole life under this obedience to Allah. Now somebody is entering this deen of Allah, it's not necessary that he has iman also. He has accepted the obedience. So he is in the deen of Allah. We follow what I am saying. He has accepted the citizenship of this Islamic state. We don't know whether he has iman or not. Some of you must have recalled that ayah number 14 of Suratul Hujurat. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُلُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. These Bedouins are claiming we have come to believe. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have not at all come to believe. All you may say is, you have surrendered. You have submitted. You have accepted the supremacy of the law of Allah and the deen of Allah. So when that victory will come, and you will see people entering the deen of Allah, accepting the supremacy of the divine rule, in multitudes. Then at that time, you should glorify your Lord with his praise and also ask for his forgiveness. Ar-Rabbu Rabbun wa in tanazzal wal abdu abdun wa in talaqqa. A servant or a bondman is a servant. Howsoever high he might rise. And Allah is the Lord, howsoever low he might come. He comes to the first heaven every night. Muhammad went to the seventh heaven on the night of Miraj, ascension. But even there, Muhammad was abd. And Allah was Lord. So having reached that position also, never think that you will be very absolutely free from any shortcoming. Shortcomings may abide with there. But we cannot have this on the analogy of our shortcomings. This word of Dhamma has also come in Surah Muhammad, Dhamma, and Surah Fatah. But you know, our sin and Surah, the sin of Muhammad, absolutely different. There is the hadith, Prophet says, إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِي. Verily, on my heart also, sometimes I feel there is some curtain has come. وَإِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ. And we apologize to Allah. And I ask for His forgiveness 70 times every day. But what was that sin? It's like diminution in the intensity of relationship. This depends upon the how sensitive you are to these things. So for this you ask the forgiveness. Surely, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. He is ever relenting, always ready to accept the repentance of His servants. Now this surah, I think, should be read with Suratul Inshiraf. Today we began with that surah. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ is here. When the deen of Allah will become supreme in the Arabian Peninsula, your work will be done. Why we thank you for that purpose? هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. When the deen has become dominant, now your mission is accomplished. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِذَا رَبَّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Now you meditate to your Lord, devote wholly and solely, you know, to Him. The same thing here. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا.